to another episode of the Middle Child Syndrome Podcast.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Raph and Dad again. So, as we said to you last time, we were going to do a look back at 2020 and a look ahead to 2021, but we talked so much about 2020 that we ran out of time. So
yes.
We split them into two. Last episode was 2020. This episode is the things we are looking forward to for 2021. So I made a bit of a list. We checked it twice. There's a few things on there that are, you know, nice.
Nothing's... You've got quite a lot.
Yeah, well, you had a couple, but you said one of them yesterday, didn't you?
Yeah.
Shall I begin?
Yeah, you should begin.
At the end of the last episode, you enticed our listeners to listen to this episode by mentioning Breath of the Wild 2.
Yeah.
And so for the uninitiated, that's Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild, a game on Nintendo Switch, absolutely fantastic game.
Yeah.
I'm sure our listeners know what it is by now.
Yeah.
We've mentioned it on almost every single episode. But there was a teaser trailer for a sequel that came out a couple of years ago now, I think it was late 2018.
And now, I know what you're probably thinking, Hyrule Warriors. No, it's a completely different game.
Yeah, Hyrule Warriors is set in the same universe, but it's not the sequel, it's not Breath of the Wild 2. But no. Breath of the Wild 2, the rumour is that the sequel will be out in 2021. So one of the things that I'm looking forward to...
Is waiting for the exact minute it releases and then buying it straight away.
Well, it would be very tempting, wouldn't it? Because Breath of the Wild 1 was such a fantastic game. We spent such a long time playing it, the pair of us, didn't we?
Yeah.
I mean, if it is going to come out this year, that would be fantastic. That would be amazing. Because if it's anywhere near as good as the first game, it's going to be astonishing, isn't it? Because
the
first game was so
good. I just think... Because... In the teaser trailer, Zelda had shorter hair, so that's making me wonder if you can play as Zelda.
That would be cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
What I'm wondering is if there's like a two-player co-op mode, so someone's Link and someone's Zelda.
Yeah, that would be good.
That would be fantastic. I'd love to play it with you. That would be so good.
Because Breath of the Wild 1 wasn't two-player, which is a shame because it would be fun.
It would be fun. But if we're both adventuring, that would be
Because if,
just...
like... We could say, like, I'm going to take out the Goblin Tower. Once I take out the guard, you rush in and slice all the other peeps.
Yeah, I'll sneak round to the back. You distract them, and then I'll sneak up from behind and get them, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I'll take out the dude. So, yeah.
I'm guessing Zelda's probably got, like, magic powers, right? Cause
Triforce of Wisdom.
They all have Triforce, don't they?
Link has the Triforce of Courage, Zelda has the Triforce of Wisdom, and Ganondorf has the Triforce of Power.
Cool.
I think Ganondorf's going to be in it, because there was that other dude that I think might be Ganondorf. The very slim thing
the
dude.
Slightly desiccated looking guy with the...
Yes.
Yeah.
I think he might be Ganondorf.
I think so, because it was Calamity Ganon, wasn't it, in the first game? Which is not something I think I'd heard before in The Legend of Zelda.
No, it's always used to be Ganon.
Mm, there's been Ganon and...
Well, Ganondorf.
Yeah, Ganondorf. And there's been a couple of different kinds of Ganon, hasn't there?
Yeah.
But it's normally Ganondorf, so maybe it's him in a sort of human form. Well, not human, because I guess they're not humans, are they? But pointy ears.
No, but he usually is in his human form.
Mm.
If you look at him in Super Smash Bros., he's not... non-human.
That's not true. He's not that weird spidery creature like he is in Breath of the Wild. Hey?
No.
So that's one of the things that I'm looking forward to. I think that could be, you know, if it is out, and I don't think it's officially been confirmed, but if it did come out, that would be just fantastic, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I'd be so excited. Like, Rabbit Day! Rabbit Day!
What? Well, what is it? What?
Breath of the Wild 2 is out.
2?
Breath of the Wild 2 is out. Breath of the Wild 2
I'm not
out.
Buying it for you.
No. Fine.
Buy it with your own money, Mr. Non-Essentials January.
No. So Rafferty's referencing the fact that his mum and I have decided we're going to try and only buy essentials in January. Rafferty doesn't have to do this. You can buy whatever you want. Rafferty was very fortunate to receive some Christmas money, which he's got on his Go Henry card. And if you haven't heard of a Go Henry card, parents out there, I urge you to look into it. Essentially, what it is...
It's a credit card for kids.
It's a debit card for kids. Yeah, so that's exactly right. So family members, you can load money onto this card, and then the child has it. They can use it as they want to. There's a PIN number. There's all the rest of it. And then they're in control of spending. So it's a great way of putting Christmas money somewhere where, you know, it doesn't get lost. The dog doesn't accidentally eat your £20 note or anything. So yeah. I had a friend once whose grandparents put, I think it was about 60 quid in a birthday card, and they popped it through the letterbox. But they had just recently bought a dog. And so when the puppy destroyed it.
£60
in £20 notes ripped to shreds by a puppy.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I'd cry if that happened.
Oh, he did too. I was there because I was hanging out with him for his birthday. We had like a whole thing going on. He was quite upset. But yeah, so that's not a problem with Go Henry.
£60.
Yep.
That's so much money just thrown out the window.
It's just gone. Yeah, exactly. Can't recover it. It's just gone. Wowzers.
Wow.
But so it gives the child control of their money. And of course, you can still monitor it and all the rest of it. You can see who's loading what on, what they've spent, where they've spent it. And you can do other things. So we've set something up with Rafferty where if he does certain household chores, then he can earn certain money. And then he can allocate certain amount of the money he's earned into like a savings area. So he can save up for a specific thing. So it's really great. It's a great way to sort of teach your kids about, you know, financial responsibility, which is a great lesson to learn.
Yeah.
And a very, hopefully one that will help you as you progress through your life, Rafferty James.
I'm actually thinking of trying to stop saving up for a controller for Super Smash Bros. And start saving £6 so I only have to spend £10 on Cuphead, the game that is known for being
very difficult.
Yes, but I think I can take on the challenge.
You think you can beat it?
Yeah.
You believe in yourself. I believe in you too, Rafferty James.
The first level. It's like a fun... So basically, Cuphead, it's about these two cup people. And actually, I'm not going to tell you the story. You should go and buy it. It's £16. You don't want to buy it. That's sensible. I don't want to throw my Switch out the window either. it's basically a run and gun game where it's mainly focused on boss battles. Now the catch is, the boss battles are insanely hard.
I think the thing that's really noteworthy about Cuphead is the amazing art style.
Yeah,
It's all done in like a fantastic sort of 1920s cartoon animation. It looks absolutely astonishing. It looks great.
And I actually want to watch a Cuphead speedrun.
I'm not
sure why. I don't think you can really speedrun it.
I'm sure people have tried.
Yeah, it's kind of not a game that you want to run through. I mean, actually, that's the opposite of speed, like...
So a speedrun is where you complete a video game as quickly as possible.
Yeah. But like Super Mario Odyssey, you're supposed to take your time, but people actually like speedrunning Super Mario Odyssey.
Hmm.
It's actually kind of a popular thing to do. It's either Super Mario 64 because of Super Mario 3D All Stars, Super Mario Odyssey, or Breath of the Wild. Those are the ones that I've seen.
The speedruns have been a thing for a long time.
Yeah.
There's lots of different speedrun games out there. It's crazy.
Yeah. And I think it's like a whole community of people. Mm.
Oh, yeah, it's huge. It's a huge thing.
And they give like tips on to other speedrunners that are like beginning.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. I think you're right.
We're getting off topic.
We are getting off. So I think, as you've got just the one thing on the list, I might say my next one on our list that we wrote.
Can I do my next?
Okay, sure.
I'm excited about this one's kind of boring, but so it's also kind of very necessary that they do this. All the good choices Biden will make.
I
hope very dearly.
Yeah, me too. Because Donald Trump made almost exclusively bad choices and said the wrong thing and said outrageous things that were just terrible and awful. So
basically, in short, he's a very idiotic man.
Yes, that is a great way to summarize Donald Trump. So here's hoping that Joe Biden makes good choices and helps to, you know, heal some of the divide that's been created and, you know, move forward in a positive direction. That would be truly tremendous, wouldn't it?
Because, I hope that happens because,
Yeah, and on a similar note, let's hope that maybe Boris finds, himself out of work quite soon as well, because he is a colossal buffoon.
Yes, they're, like, both stupid. It's like, they actually look very similar as well.
What, and they're a shambles?
Oh, yeah, that and their blonde, dumb-looking hair and weird-looking faces. Mm.
Oh, I think Boris's hair is probably real, whereas Donald's maybe not. There was a clip of him walking onto Air Force 2, whatever it is, whatever the helicopter's called, Air Force 1. Anyway, the helicopter he gets in to fly to the big jet that he flies in. Obviously, it's a helicopter, so the blades are blurring.
I know where this is going.
And the wind was blowing as well, and his hair sort of blew up and over, and it was like a lid on a jar. It, like, flopped over to the side. You could see that his hair was... There was a lot of movement on his hair. It sort of held on with string and pins and wishes.
Well, yes. So, Donald Trump is a colossal buffoon, and Biden is no different.
Biden?
Oh, no, that's the wrong thing to say. the person that...
Boris.
Boris, yes. Two B's. One B's nice, one B's dumb.
Mm. Yes, absolutely. And so... But here's hoping in 2021 we have a better time with our leaders. I'm doing the inverted commas thing, our leaders, because some of the people that we've had in charge, disaster,
quite
a car crash.
Two people.
Definitely. And on a similar note, a serious note, I was writing my list and thinking, what am I looking forward to next year? And then I got a little bit of way through and I was like, oh my God, it's so obvious. The end of coronavirus. That's what I'm looking forward to in 2021. That's going to be huge. You know, the vaccine's happening, it's out there. Maybe by Easter time or early summertime, the world might be able to return to something like...
I mean, we'll never forget what happened.
No.
And we'll never forget about the people that saved so many lives.
Mm.
Thank you, NSA. NS.
NHS?
Yeah. NHS. Thank you so much. You saved the world, basically.
Yeah, absolutely. And an incredible... there's like something that I forget, and then I get reminded when I hear it, people talking about it on the news or something like that, is that everyone in the world is going through this. It's not like this is happening just here
I know.
In the UK, like, or in America. Everyone in the world is in the same situation that we are, more or less. I mean, I have a friend who I used to work with who lives in New Zealand, and so you know, we were asking her about how things were, and like she was like, oh yeah, it's great, it's basically normal, I'm going to the beach. So if you live in New Zealand, then the world's pretty good. But for so many other people, they're in the same sort of situation that we are, and it's just crazy, isn't it? It's just, it's incredible to think that we're all connected by this shared experience of being, you know, locked down or not being able to do things or being worried about, what has that been wiped? Has this been wiped? Are my hands disinfected? Did I touch my face? I wonder, oh, that person's coughing in the queue. I don't like that very much. You know, we've all had that experience now. It's very strange.
Apart from me, I'm a child.
You are a child, or at least an adult who's very good at pretending.
No, I'm a child.
Well, you're saying it again now. It makes me question it. Maybe you're some kind of robot.
Beep boop.
You did used to tell me you were a robot. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do.
You were insistent that you were a robot, but I wasn't allowed to mention it. So if I'm still not allowed to mention it, I've kind of blown that one.
Yeah, I don't think I'm a robot anymore. I've checked. I've bitten. I've cut myself.
What?
It was accidentally.
Oh, okay.
And there's blood. I'm not a robot.
How do you know that's real? How do you know it's not just
How do you know? How do I know it's not red Kool-Aid?
Exactly. Yeah, or just, you know, some kind of robot juice.
Robot oil.
Maybe oil. Robots probably.
Maybe oil's red. Well, I can prove that it's not.
Robots probably need coolant. Well, the mechanics in there, you know, it's probably water cooled.
Yeah, like a PC.
Exactly, like a PC. Maybe it's just they put red goop in so that if you do cut yourself.
Why red?
Because then it looks like blood. And if you do cut yourself, then it seems like you're a human and it keeps the mystery alive.
Well, then...
What we need to do is do some kind of full body x-ray, but probably not in...
I mean, I've had myself x-rayed because I sprained my ankle, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm definitely not a robot.
That's a good point. Okay, we're probably safe then. So you're saying you're a cyborg? Like a part robot, part
cyborg. Okay, we're getting off track.
Onto your cyborg ways. Don't try and change the subject on me, cyborg. I'm onto you.
Okay, so next thing. It's your thing now. It's your turn.
Oh, it is my turn now. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So...
You just talked about the end of coronavirus?
I did talk about the end of coronavirus. Let's hope that happens.
Yes.
It's coming. I feel like it's coming. It's just...
I can feel it in my bones.
You don't have bones, cyborg.
No! All right, guys, I want to see something really funny. On Twitter, post, like, draw pictures of Rafferty Cyborg. Do, like half-face cyborg and me, like, walking around and maybe even my dad being like...
Uh-huh. Something's not right about Rafferty. Yeah. Does his eye always glow red?
On Twitter, just draw me, just draw Rafferty Cyborg, please.
I don't remember him having a rocket launcher arm. When did that happen?
please, I would make my day if you guys did that.
Oh, Rafferty seems to have a laser eye. That's new.
Yeah, that would be really fun if you guys did that. I don't care what eye style. It could be Stickman. I actually really like Stickman.
You do like Stickman. So we're on @SyndromePod on Twitter if you want to show us your artistic creations.
Show me Cyborg Raff.
I can see Cyborg Raff all the time because he's here with me in the room.
Yeah. And, okay. Just to specify, no, I am not actually a cyborg.
Exactly what a cyborg would say.
I'm an actual human being.
Is that what a cyborg would say?
Okay. But listeners, seriously, I'm an actual human being.
Cyborg.
Don't listen to him, he's a little weird person.
It's exactly what a cyborg would say. Ha! You're totally playing into my hands. You reveal yourself, cyborg.
That's what a cyborg would say. You've fallen into my trap!
I don't think I'm a cyborg. No one's told me if I have. I feel like that would have come up by now.
Nobody's told me I'm a cyborg.
Wait, maybe I've got fake implanted memories and those people that we think are my parents are actually just my creators. So is my brother also a cyborg?
No, he's too fun to be a cyborg.
He's a genuine human. Wait, so you're saying I'm not fun?
No, you're fun, but you're the silly boys.
So... Wait, so he's silly. Too fun to be a cyborg, which means I must be less fun than him.
No, you're both not cyborgs.
Okay, all right, fair enough.
You're both very fun.
So I'm not a cyborg?
No.
You sure?
Yeah.
You've checked?
Yeah.
Have you checked?
By x-raying you?
Okay, cool.
With my cyborg arm!
Outstanding. Well, speaking of cyborg arms, that was a brilliant accidental segue. One of the things I'm looking forward to next year is they've announced... Rafferty's given me a real puzzled face.
What? There's no cyborgs in this list.
Oh, yes, there is. So Disney Plus announced a huge slate of upcoming films and TV shows, including Captain America... including Falcon and the Winter Soldier, who has a robot arm.
Oh, I'm not excited.
No, but there's
one I am excited for, though.
Would you like to tell the listeners what that is?
Yes. There is a new... Disney Plus have said that there will be a new Loki series.
Mm.
And I am very... I like Loki a lot. He's very... The actor is very silly. Well, not very silly, but just...
He plays the part really well.
Yeah, he does. I just get mischievous vibes off him.
Definitely. He's really good. It's so much fun.
Yeah. And so I'm very excited for that because I very much like Loki. He's in my top three favourite villains.
Is he? Who are the other two?
Venom.
Nice.
And, probably Thanos.
Interesting.
Because he's just like,
He's a proper bad guy.
What are you
going to
do about it?
He's a proper bad guy, isn't he, Thanos?
Yeah, like...
Wait, are we talking, like, films? Although you've not seen the Venom film, have you?
No.
It's weird. It's nuts. It's genuinely nuts.
Okay, so, Yes, I'm very excited about that because, well, I might not be able to watch it because I've watched the trailer. It looks a little bit grown up.
I think you'd probably be okay. I don't imagine it's going to be too different from the films in terms of what kind of age. And you're all right with pretty much all of them, I think, aren't you? So that should be fine. And The Mandalorian and things.
Oh, yeah, I'm watching that, good.
Well, so that's the thing. There's so much coming up. They're going to release the Black Widow film. That's great. Mm-hmm. There's WandaVision. That looks like it could be interesting.
I don't know what that is.
So it's Scarlet Witch and Vision. And it looks like it's going to be strange and weird and all kinds of stuff going on. And, I'm not totally sure, but I think it could be really interesting, especially because of the Scarlet Witch's, in the comics anyway, she has, like, reality-altering powers. So there's going to be some weird stuff going on in there, I'm sure. And
maybe she's trying to go back to save Vision.
Maybe, yeah. Or maybe Vision's not really there. Because in the comics, of course, she has children, but the children turn out to be a creation of her imagination. They don't exist. They only exist when she's there. When she's not there and not thinking about them, they don't exist.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, it is weird. So I'm wondering if there's going to be sort of part of that in it as well, because that's possible. And, I'm not sure about it, but Marvel have such a great track record. Even the least good Marvel films are still quite enjoyable. So,
like
Age of Ultron, I don't think is a particularly good film.
Oh, I watched that.
It's got some great set pieces, but I think as a film, it doesn't hang together particularly well.
Doesn't hang together. First part of Ultron looking really weird.
Oh yeah. I didn't. That was unintentional. Yeah.
Yeah, but it is funny still.
Absolutely. So I think that could be great. And then you've got Loki. Then you've got Falcon and the Winter Soldier. I think that could be interesting. About I think that's probably going to be about who takes over from Captain America. Because, spoiler alert, at the end of Endgame, obviously he's old and he's not going to be Captain America anymore.
I wonder if it's Winter Soldier.
Well, in the comics it was Falcon. In fact, they both did it for a while. Winter Soldier did it first and then Falcon did it more recently. Because Steve Rogers was dead and then DA'd and then was really old.
I feel like Captain America's died like 9 times.
Loads of comic characters have died.
Yeah.
Superman's died, Batman's died, I don't think Wonder Woman's died, Green Arrow's died, Spider-Man's died, I don't think Hawkeye's died.
Surprising.
Captain America's died, I think Iron Man might have died.
Oh my god.
Yeah, loads of people have died. People die all the time.
It's just weird, like, it doesn't make sense. If I was to make my own comic... Actually, I have made my own comic and someone's come back to life. So.
Outstanding.
Yeah, I've made my own Stickman comic and there was those two dudes and one of them came back to life.
Nice.
So I guess I can't say anything.
That's fun. So and as well as the Marvel stuff, there's also a whole bunch of Star Wars stuff that they've announced as well. So that could be quite interesting. Obviously, there's... at some point there'll be more Mandalorian. I don't know if that'll be this year, but that'll be fantastic.
They did say something like it was ending.
Well,
soon.
Well, maybe. I don't know. I don't know. You've not seen to the end of the series, so
no,
I can't
I haven't.
Talk about it too much. But there's going to be a few other bits and pieces that could spin off, and they're going to be fun, hopefully.
I kind of want to see the Mandalorian bloopers. Because, where he's like saying, this is the... I can't do it. It's just too, like, I can't sound this serious.
This is the way.
Huh?
This is the way.
This is what the way?
I don't know. I'm just saying it. This is the way.
Wait, which path? This way or this way?
Left. Go left. This is the way.
Okay.
To the chip shop. Ooh, chips. Yes, please.
Yeah.
I'm hungry.
Yeah, but I kind of want to see bloopers of the Mandalorian, like, when he takes off the helmet in that one bit and it falls, then he'd be like,
that'd be fun.
Yeah, that'd be really funny if, like...
Apparently a lot of the time, so the main actor who plays him is a guy called Pedro Pascal. Apparently a lot of the time it's not actually him under the armour.
Mm-hmm.
So I think because he's quite a busy guy, he does the voice all the time, but a lot of the time they have a stand-in. So there are bits where it is him, but most of the time it's not him.
Oh, that's weird.
You do see his face very occasionally, and obviously then it is him, because that's his face. But a lot of the time, they just have another guy under the armour.
Technically, if you just searched up Pedro Pascal, you could see the Mandalorian's face.
You could.
It's that easy.
But of course, it's not unusual for Star Wars, because the guy who is Darth Vader in the costume was a guy called David Prowse, who was this big sort of big Cornish guy. Hello, I'm David Prowse. So he was in the Darth Vader costume, but the voice of Darth Vader is James Earl Jones, who is a completely different American man. So the voice and the actor, not the same person, not at all.
That's weird.
So I guess it's not, you know, it's not the first time in Star Wars.
So they just recorded the voice clips, and Pedro, and the dude that plays the dude in the suit just presses a button.
No. So the guy in the suit would have read the lines to the people he was acting with, and then they would have put Pedro Pascal's voice over the top afterwards in the production suite.
Okay.
So imagine that. So if in the original Star Wars films, obviously you had David Prowse, who was Cornish, and so he would have done the line readings. So instead of, "No, I am your father," you would have had, "No, I am your father."
Imagine if they forgot to do that, and so it just sounded that, like, after that, nobody would take Darth Vader seriously.
I'm Darth Vader. Where's my lightsaber?
Like, they just, like, imagine if they didn't do that. Star Wars would be
different.
Yeah.
That would be fun, wouldn't it?
That would be really fun. And imagine if they forgot to put Pedro Pascal's voice clips over the guy in the thing.
That would be weird, wouldn't it? I don't know what he sounds like. I'm not really sure who he is. But yeah.
So, you've got one more thing.
I do, I have one more. So, yeah. You saw the trailer for this the other day.
And I definitely didn't want to sleep. Spoiler warning, it's kind of.
Well, it wasn't that you didn't want to sleep, it's just a bit serious, isn't it? It's not scary.
Apart from the giant.
So.
Things.
There's a book I love called Dune. It's an older book.
And if any of you have already read this and you're adults, which I think most of you probably are adults listening,
I think we have a mixture. Although the majority, I think, are, I can't remember.
So, yeah, if any of you are adults and you've already read Dune, then yeah, I don't know.
Well, that definitely went somewhere.
Yeah.
So the film Dune is coming out in 2021. So Denis Villeneuve, who did a film called Arrival, which I loved, and he did Blade Runner 2049, which again I loved. I loved the original Blade Runner, and this sequel, many, 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 many years later, was fantastic. I absolutely adored it. So I'm really excited about this adaptation of Dune, because I love the book Dune. I've read it just an astonishing amount of times. I just finished reading it again last week. For goodness knows the how manyth time. The trailer looks amazing. It just all looks good. So Raph and I watched the trailer because I was excited about it. You weren't sold particularly.
No, because I don't actually. I'm not. I don't think when it comes out I'm going to watch it.
No.
You're going to be like, yeah, I'm going to watch this now. I'm going to. Okay.
Let me know if it's any good. I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm going to go watch Mr. Beast. See you later, friends. So yeah, I'm very much looking forward to that. And other than that, I think I'm looking forward to, just spending more time with you guys, because I'll still be at home.
Yeah.
You know, there'll be lots of playing going on.
Yeah.
Rafty whipped my butt at Pokemon Trading Card Game yesterday with his new Cinderace deck.
Yeah.
That was fun. That was cool. Seeing his sister grow and do all the kind of fun things that she does. She was watching something earlier and was like, "What? This is on your phone? No way!" She's fantastic. You know, there'll be fun with Stanley and seeing him get. Well, hopefully he can play basketball again, because that's great. Because watching him, and hopefully I'll be able to see him play again, because I love watching him play. Because he's really turning into quite the player, so that'll be good. So playing with you, playing with your sister, seeing you all grow up and do wonderful things.
I really want to expand on my YouTube channel. I want to make it happen.
You should make it happen.
But there's a thing. Like I've seen Mr. Beast videos where he's giving away a gaming setup, and I'm like, I want to be in this. I wish I could win this.
That would be cool.
Like, he was giving away 5 monitors, a camera, a tripod, and a keyboard and a mouse.
Wow.
And you just had to win a Minecraft tournament.
Goodness me.
Like,
wait, a Minecraft tournament? How does that work?
There's loads of people. So basically, it started on one block, and then we're going to get copyrighted.
No, no, it's fine. You can talk about anything you want.
So it was one block, and then it would like go into a giant thing, and then Mr. Beast turned on PvP, and they all fought, and the last person the last person surviving got a gaming setup.
So they just battled each other. I thought it was like a building competition or something.
And like I thought, I want to win this. I just want to. Like, if I got a gaming setup, I'd be like, bro, I'm gonna get 5k subscribers.
5k? That's hardly any.
I know.
Aim for the moon, man.
But I actually really wanna. So, guys, if you're listening to this, please go and subscribe to my YouTube channel. It would help so much. Like, please, just go and like and subscribe and turn on notifications. I don't really upload that much, so, like, maybe actually don't turn on notifications. So
the channel's called Raph Wins.
And please go and watch it. It would help me so much. I'd be really happy. So if you guys could just do that after this, it would really be helpful. I'd love it so much. Okay. I want to get over 100 subscribers.
And if you have any suggestions for things that Raph might want to try, then let us know. At Syndrome Pod, just send us a quick message and give us some suggestions of things that Raph, you might want to see Raph do videos of.
Yeah, so like,
it's a lot like this, except without the annoyance of me.
Yeah, plus I'm playing a game.
Wait, wow, thanks. I was going to say, you're not annoying.
Yeah, but you're not annoying.
It's too late now.
You're not annoying. So if you guys want to see me play a game, as long as it doesn't cost money, and if you guys...
I would
like
to see you play chess.
No.
Cluedo.
If you guys tell me how to play games on record on the Switch, that would be so helpful. I really want to make like a Cuphead playthrough. Even though, if you're watching it...
Well, let's not ask it for advice from our listeners on how to record YouTube videos. I'm sure we can find all that stuff out for ourselves.
Also, tweet if you would like me to get Minecraft, so I can do a Minecraft survival playthrough.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, like, so, say like, I think you should get Minecraft. I really want to see that. And so I'll do it. I'll buy Minecraft for £6.
That'd be cool.
It's expensive.
So, the things we're looking forward to in 2021, the end of coronavirus, better political leaders, amazing TV shows and films and new and exciting video games.
Yeah.
And all of that tremendous stuff. And I'm sure we'll read more Artemis Fowl. You've got a whole bunch of books to read.
Yeah.
Maybe there'll be a Flember 3.
That would be very good.
Jamie Smart does seem to work quite hard, so it could be...
Yeah.
Maybe there'll be the third Frostheart book will come out, because you've read the first two. So that'll be cool. And you've got that new J.K. Rowling book to read that you got for Christmas, Ichabod.
Oh yeah, that one, the Ichabod.
Mm.
But first, I think, before I read any of those, I'm going to read Flember 2.
Good idea. Flember 2, Electric Boogaloo, you're right.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Well, we hope you all have a fantastic 2021.
Yeah.
We hope the year is better for all of us, and we all have a lovely time, and things start to get back to normal, things get easier, and we will see you again very soon. I'm not sure when we're going to record the next one, because something very exciting is happening next weekend.
It's my birthday.
It is!
I'm going to be turning 9.
Teen.
No, 9.
Teen.
No, just 9.
T.
No, just 9.
T9.
No, just not 99.
100!
No, I'm going to be turning 9.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's going to look like a 6?
Yeah, it's just an update on 6.
So you're going to be turning the 9 so it looks like a 6? That's the sound I live for. Dad.
Okay, we'll be leaving you now, listeners. We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Middle Child Syndrome Podcast.
Bye, everybody. Bye.
Bye.